unsustainable to think that mainstream media should take the blame for our shortcomings.
Radio 531 PI Chief Executive Officer Seph Haioli says Pacific Island media must take responsibility for their lack of development. Mr. Haioli says the availability of radio frequencies since 1990 offered independence for the Pacific Island media. He says these opportunities to broaden creativity and content are underutilized.
I think that we have now been placed in the position where we own the medium, and it's time to actually wake up and realize what is it that we haven't been able to do, and have the courage to actually face those challenges and admit that we haven't done it.
Mr. Haioli says the Pacific Island media's continual reliance on the mainstream media for training and guidance means the Pacific identity is yet to be established.
Radio New Zealand has it, and we don't. TV3 has it, and we don't. Māori TV is about to have it, and we still don't.
Associate Minister of Pacific Island Affairs, the Honourable Lamana Val Winnie-Laban, says more Pacific media professionals are required to question mainstream stereotypes. She says the Pacific Island voice has an important role to play in today's media environment.
Our culture, heritage and inclusiveness contribute to an evolving New Zealand way of doing things and a stronger sense of New Zealand identity. That is what makes Pacific media unique.
She says the way forward for Pacific Island media is for Pacific Island communities to build partnerships with organisations who share their vision. Labour MP the Honourable Mark Gosche says until government funding was allocated, the Pacific Island media was undervalued.
One of the good things that we've been able to do is make sure that Pacific people for the first time are starting to get their share of it. So we have New FM, we have funding for the likes of Brotown. All of that comes from the public purse. And so if you don't squeak loud enough, you don't get anything.
He says the 200,000 Pacific Island taxpayers are now getting a share of broadcast funding. Radio 531 PI Chief Executive Officer Seph Haioli says while funding is essential, the Pacific Island media must now allocate resources effectively to build for the future.